Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A St. Petersburg, Florida police officer was investigating a break-in at the Chataway restaurant, reviewing surveillance video that shows a burglar eating a plate of chicken wings and drinking beer inside the kitchen.
This is the burglar broke in and had a meal.
Yeah, the officer then stumbled across another incident from the night before. Video of that shows a different man riding his bike up to the restaurant, pedaling around the parking lot for 10 minutes, then slipping in through the back gate. He opens a door to a shed after wandering around for a bit and removes a set of bongos. The man then gains access to a restaurant bathroom and exits. Completely naked. He sits at one of the restaurant's picnic tables and digs into a bowl of instant ramen noodles, which he brought with him. The video also shows him playing the bongos while still naked.
This is the second story in 2 days of somebody getting naked at a restaurant.
Yeah, the burglar from the first video, who ate chicken wings and had a beer at the restaurant, stole an estimated $500 worth of stuff, including cash, tips, a laptop, a tablet, and a grocery bag.
What did Bongo Boy do?
That he filled with beer. Well, police identified the homeless man who played the bongos in his birthday suit. His name's not being released to the public. The restaurant is not pressing charges on the homeless man because he meant no harm and didn't actually steal anything from the restaurant.
How did he know the bongos were in there? It was just, he just found them.
He just found them.
All right.
And
why do they have bongos in this?
It'd be a good time to play them, but you got to be naked while you do it.
Florida man, Florida man.
A mugger in Brazil did not prove to be so tough, after all, when he tried stealing a cell phone from a woman.
You think you're bad?
Magdiel da Silva, who was 18 years old, was screaming in tears once Sabrina Leitas placed him in an arm bar while they laid on the street on the pavement waiting authorities to arrive.
This is great.
Da Silva could be heard crying into submission, yelling, "No more, no more," while Leitas gave herself a thumbs up at one point to the camera during the viral video. Leitas, who's been practicing jiu-jitsu for 4 years, was standing outside her family home in Brazil and was opening a gate to enter her sister's bedroom when Da Silva and another accomplice suddenly pulled up on a motorcycle and demanded her cell phone.
She had him locked.
Leitas decided to defend herself since 4 cell phones had already been stolen in prior home invasions. Her unidentified cohort managed to escape on the motorcycle, and Da Silva himself tried to make a run for it as well. Leitas' neighbor saw the mugging attempt and then ran the teenage criminal over with his car.
Wow.
The young woman then used one of the most common jiu-jitsu techniques to keep him from escaping the scene, keeping him steady for 20 minutes until the cops arrived.
20 minutes?
When he's thrashing around, she's putting a wrist lock on him.
Yeah.
She's just causing him pain at that point.
Oh, yeah.
She's got him. He's not going anywhere, but she gives him a little bit of a pain with bending the wrist. You might not think of curling as a rowdy sport, but apparently it can be. Organizers had to kick an entire curling team out of the Red Deer Curling Classic in Alberta, Canada on Sunday for being way too drunk.
Curling.
Organizers fielded multiple complaints about the foursome's behavior, resulting in their ejection from the rink and the tournament. The team included Ryan Fry, who was a member of Canada's 2014 Olympic gold medal winning squad. Wade Thurber, facility manager at the Red Deer Curling Center, said of the group, "They were extremely drunk and breaking brooms and swearing.
They were so drunk, Preston, they were using vacuum cleaners."
He said, "Just unacceptable behavior." Also, the team has been banned from further events at the venue. This is a terrible story, okay? Giving you a heads up, but it's just bizarre that this guy was a judge. A disgraced former Ohio judge was arrested Saturday. He stabbed his wife to death at her home 2 years after he served time in prison for a brutal attack on her that was witnessed by their daughters.
Wow.
And required reconstructive surgery.
That is a bad judge.
Yeah, the police said former Judge Lance Mason was taken into custody in connection with the death of his ex-wife, Aisha Frazier. Authorities had responded to a domestic violence call involving Mason after stabbing her. He fled the scene and crashed his car into a police cruiser before being arrested. The 51-year-old had previously pleaded guilty to charge of domestic violence and attempted felonious assault for attacking his then-wife in 2014. Jeez. I'm not even going to give you the details.
No.
They were so brutal. She was so severely injured in the assault, she needed reconstructive surgery on her face. She filed for divorce 2 days after the incident. Mason was sentenced to 2 years in prison. but was only behind bars from September 2015 to June 2016.
I wonder if this is going to prompt
them. Very lenient.
Yeah, to review cases that he might have sat on.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
Bench for, yeah.
But he was a psychotic abuser, and he came back and killed his wife. And he's a judge. Just horrible. Well, we need a lighter story to end on, and that's exactly what I'm going to give you. Customers were left red-faced after spotting two polar bears looking very cozy in a shopping center Christmas display. This is in the UK. Stunned shoppers at the usually family-friendly mall on the Isle of Man spotted the Arctic animals in a rather compromising position over the weekend.
They were getting it on?
Patrons took to Twitter over the X-rated Christmas display where the bears appeared to be doing it doggy style. One visitor to the Tynwald Mills Shopping Center said, "I was quite amused yet disturbed by their placement of their Christmas polar bear." Another said it looked like they were having sex. No question about it. One shopper said it's the best Christmas display I've ever seen.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It blatantly looks like they're doing it doggy style. To make matters worse, another bear is seen slumped in the corner, appeared to be watching the pair while they're getting it on.
That's awesome.
One of the center's Facebook page fans said that they thought that it was harmless and the bears were allowed to play mommy and daddy for a short while.
Do you know when two polar bears hump, an angel gets its wings?
Others called it fab and said it was the best display they've ever seen. However, the shopping center has since apologized for the lewd display, and they've changed the bears' positions.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
Two county inmates on a work crew got drunk on the alcohol from hand sanitizer and then went joyriding on a stolen ATV until deputies caught up with them.
That's a wonderful holiday story.
Christopher G. Ture and Sean D. McAllister were part of a four-inmate work crew at a ranch feeding rescue animals and cleaning up the property. Now, at some point, Ture and McAllister drank sanitizer from a container in the jail van, took off on a sheriff's office four-wheeler, and broke through a ranch entrance gate on their way off the land. Now, it's not clear how much hand sanitizer they drank, nor if the two inmates drank, or if the other two inmates drank any. The amount of alcohol in hand sanitizer ranges from 45% to 95%.
And then the rest of it is soap.
To give you an idea, wine has 10%, 10 to 15%, and beer contains 5 to 10%. This has 45 to 95%.
What pairs nicely with jerky?
It would be hand sanitizer. Most hand sanitizing products have more than 60% ethyl alcohol, which is found in beer, brandy, and whiskey. The deputy in charge of supervising the inmates noticed McAllister and Ture were missing and saw the gate had been forced open. Someone later called 911 and reported seeing the duo speeding in the area on the ATV and riding in circles. Authorities used an Oregon State Police plane to find McAllister and Ture on the ATV. They described it as green with the word sheriff written on the side of it. Ture was found around 12:30 p.m. McAllister was found about 35 minutes later. By then, McAllister had abandoned the ATV and run away, and officials found him trying to hide in a field. So these guys are obviously getting some charges laid against them for escaping. Toilet paper, one of those rare things that it makes sense to buy in bulk, but within reason. The Marshall County Sheriff's Office in Alabama mistakenly spent $22,000 on toilet paper and another $9,000 for 450 cases of trash bags. It was a mistake.
Alabama!
It's a problem because its entire budget for janitorial supplies for the next year is $15,000.
So they went over budget on toilet paper.
Yeah. County commissioners have negotiated the bill of more than $30,000 down to about half, but they also don't know where all that extra toilet paper is going to be stored. They don't know where to put it. It's so much. Lots of folks might choose their wine by design on the label, but one label in particular is causing quite the stir on social media. The wine is called Four Skins.
Four Skins.
Yes.
Wow.
The number four, then the word skins.
Love it.
And the bottle features an image of four apples overlapping vertically. So, they're going for the skin of the apple.
Yeah. Comes in a very decorative nut bag.
Yeah. And someone uploaded an image of the label on a Twitter account, which is called You Had One Job, with the caption, "Are you sure you want to call it that?" Mm. The label has folks arguing over whether it was intentional or an awkward mistake.
Shall I pour you a glass of pee hole?
Four Skins. I love it. Let's see. You don't think of otters as requiring groceries, but you never know. In Ireland, a closed-circuit TV in a supermarket captured video of the moment that an otter ran around the store. I didn't know they had otters in Ireland.
Celtic otters.
Staff at a location of Mr. Price in Swinford, Ireland, can be seen in the clips trying to corner the otter.
Excuse me, where are your conch shells?
But it keeps running away. Animal charity members eventually came to the rescue, and they took the animal away for treatment. Another animal story. A student was recording a video of a deer outside of an Iowa high school and managed to capture the moment the animal actually jumped through a window and into an office. The video, posted to Snapchat, shows the deer running wild outside of Janesville High School before jumping through the window of the principal's office. Principal B.J. Meany. Really?
Oh, my God. Mean so, you BJ. Know, if he was in the military, it'd be Mean B.J.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Principal B.J. Meany, who was inside his office at the time, said a parent picking up his child used a chair to guide the deer back out of the building. We'll do one more story. How about we end with this one? The tattoos that covered nearly all of a Saskatoon man's body are being preserved and framed by a U.S. company. Cheryl Wenzel said he used to always say, you know, tattoo till death. This is Chris Wenzel's widow said this.
Tattoo till death.
And he said, and I think he really took it to a different context. Wenzel, who worked as a tattoo artist, died in his sleep on October 29th. The 41-year-old who had ulcerative colitis had recently been complaining about his chest before his heart stopped. Cheryl said he knew that he was going to go. But before that, the artist discovered something called Save My Ink Forever, an American company that preserves and frames the tattoos of the deceased. In a process that takes about 3 months, one skin is surgically excised before a special formula is used to conserve it.
Oh, that's beautiful. So what you're saying is after they're dead, they skin them.
That's it. Kyle Sherwood started the business with his father.
This is my husband. I had him skinned.
Who said tattoos tell a story about a person, and for someone to get something tattooed on them that they're displaying for life means something to them. You wouldn't burn or bury a Picasso, and that's what some of these pieces are.
Oh, and that coat rack is his spine.
With nearly all of Wenzel's
body
covered in ink, Sherwood believes that this will be the largest tattoo preservation ever to be done in North America. Respected tattoo artist and local business owner, Wenzel had been practicing the art since first tattooing his aunt at the age of 9.
It's a little gruesome for me.
He was known for his dynamic, bold, and detailed imagery. The two worked alongside one another and learning from Wenzel. The other tattoo artist commented in this, said he had been the best part of his career. So they're going to save his skin and his tattoos. And I guess they're going to mount him. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.